Joe Haynes will now share our morning scripture reading.
Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. And Jesus has just heard the news that his good friend John the Baptist has died, killed by the king, King Herod. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men besides women and children.
Thank you, Joe. John the Baptist was dead, executed by King Herod to satisfy his revengeful wife and impress his rich, powerful guest. Herod sacrificed John for his ego and his pride, and because John had dared to speak the truth and challenge their moral failings and their abuse of power. The violence of the state had wiped out John's life and silenced his prophetic voice. Hearing this, Jesus tried to withdraw, to escape by boat to a deserted place on the other side of the lake, to give himself some space and time to grieve and to take in what this meant of the threat and danger to himself as well. But the crowds came after him, thousands of them seeing the boat crossing the lake and rushing around the side, desperate in their needs. And he had compassion on them. He was moved, the story says, and so he gave himself to them, curing their sick all day long. One sick and suffering person after another, seeing, hearing, touching, speaking words of healing and hope, giving himself away. And late in the day, his disciples said, "Jesus, we're in the middle of nowhere. It's late in the day. You need to send these crowds away. Tell them to go and find food in the villages somewhere." And of course, what they didn't say, "We need to eat and rest, but they've got to get out of here first." Once again, the disciples thought they knew what Jesus ought to do. But Jesus answered, "They don't need to leave. You give them something to eat." But, "We have nothing," they said. "Nothing but 5 pieces of bread and 2 fish. All they could see was how little they had and how many people there were. It was nothing compared to 5,000 plus people. There was no way they could do anything. There wasn't even enough for the 13 of them. Bring what you have to me, Jesus said. And then he told the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the bread and the fish, he looked into heaven and gave thanks. And then he broke it into pieces and gave the pieces to the disciples. And the disciples gave the pieces out to the crowd. And somehow everyone ate and everyone was filled. In a place and time where hunger and food scarcity was the daily reality of most of the common people like these people, they had more than enough. They were all full, and there was still much left over. We know this story. In fact, it's the only miracle story in all four of the Gospels. In Matthew and Mark's Gospels, there's even two different accounts of Jesus feeding 4,000 or 5,000 people. It was a story so important, so essential to their experience of Jesus. And it comes at a transition point in Matthew's gospel. As we've been reading and discussing the last two or three weeks, leading up to this, there were all these teachings, all these parables about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the inbreaking of God's presence. But then on this day, in this experience, they didn't just hear about it, they experienced it. They had a foretaste of heaven. Everybody was fed with more than enough. God's overflowing compassion and abundant generosity. We in our 21st century minds get caught on the how. How did it happen? What actually occurred? But the story doesn't say. Probably for a couple of reasons. I think even those who were there didn't quite know what happened and how it occurred. But more importantly, I think the gospel writers weren't worried about the how or the what. Commentator David Luce writes that the point of this story was not that it showed Jesus and his supernatural powers. The point was not to show Jesus as superhero or magical miracle worker. The point, Luce writes, isn't what Jesus does, but why. Because the wonders Jesus performed were always meant to be signs of the character of God, the God whose presence Jesus bears. Who Jesus was and all that he did revealed who God is. And feeding that crowd, Jesus showed God's compassion, God's generosity, God's abundance. God sees and knows our needs. God feels with us in our suffering and our distress, and God is always seeking to respond. The crowds were hungry and they needed food, food for their bellies and food for their spirits. We can't just send them away, Jesus said. We need to feed them. And he didn't just respond by himself. He challenged his disciples to do what they didn't think they could. He invited them to become part of the hospitality and abundant giving of the kingdom of God. You give them something to eat. But they couldn't see how. They couldn't imagine a way. Yet doubting, disbelieving, they gave him what little they had. And Jesus somehow took that and it became so much more. The disciples came from a place of scarcity. They saw what they had as nothing, insufficient, not possibly enough. But Jesus saw it as a gift and grace and possibility. And so he gave thanks and blessed and broke the bread and fish and gave it away. He came from the place of gratitude and trust, of giving and being broken and letting go. And somehow his giving empowered their giving. Jesus trusted that what is given can be multiplied. Jesus gave to the disciples, they gave to the people, and there was enough. More than enough for everyone. There were even leftovers. As writer Liz Crumlish writes, the bits left over. What about those? Pieces left strewn around, no longer required. A plethora of scraps. Yet Christ leaves none discarded, but calls for all to be gathered in, saved and treasured. Baskets fill with an extravagance, excess cherished. Symbolism that can only be imagined. A hungry crowd, a boy's packed lunch, a great big picnic. People fed and still enough to go on sharing the blessing, the abundance, the grace of God. In this time we are living in, a time of so much chaos and anxiety, so much need and brokenness and suffering, it is easy to be overwhelmed. It is easy to feel that what little we have, what little we can do, is not possibly enough. It's easy to feel small and helpless, out of control in the midst of all that is happening around us. But we are disciples of Jesus, and so we can follow his lead. We can lean on grace and abundance that is so much greater than we are. We can dare to give out of what little we have and trust that somehow what we need is here. What we have can be enough and more than enough for all of us. Writer Andrew King puts it like this. He came ashore into crowds, the crowds with little peace. The crowds with little joy, the crowds with little hope, with hurts unnumbered to bring to his caring, in a place like desert, a place like emptiness, a place of the aching heart. And the hour became late and the shadows lengthened and hunger was deeply felt. Where shall crowds go in this hour like emptiness? In this time of warring and the gathering shadows of despair, where shall we buy the hope that strengthens, the love that nourishes, the peace we so desperately need? See how our baskets feel nearly empty, how in our own hurting and weariness and hunger, we believe we have little to give. But here in the words of the one who is kindness, whose compassion reaches beyond the setting sun, the hope our hearts long for, on which we can feed. Hear the invitation to share even our weakness, for it contains the promise that there is no emptiness where the source of all life does not flow. There is no place where death's shadows are falling, where the Redeemer of life does not go. We can feed upon that promise, promise of sufficiency, promise of despair overcome. Feed upon grace that is fullness of joy. We can share, eat, and be full. And there is plenty for the pilgrimage home.